If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the federal government's licking its lips. In 25 days, 9 hours, 53 minutes, 34 seconds, Infowars, up for sale on the chopping block. Soros-backed group, Media Matters says they're going to buy it to shut it down. But some big heavy hitters I'm not going to name are saying they're coming in to buy it. What a three-ring circus, and that just goes how panicked the power structure is. If this was happening to Sarah, or if this was happening to Elon Musk, or this was happening to Joe Schmo, Sally Sixpack, Sally Soccer Mom, I would be making a big deal about it. But in federal filings I showed you the last few days, I can show them to you again, they say Jones does not have a 13th Amendment. He's different. We can own his name. First time ever they're claiming they own my name in these filings. That's a precedent they're trying to make. And I'm trying to make myself the big topic, but what do you think of that?
No, I mean, it's incredible what they have done to you throughout all of this process. I think every American should be extremely concerned, because if they're going to do it to you, they're going to do it to anyone. They're scared of the voice that you have and the reach that you have, clearly. I mean, I was looking on X before I came on. I mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of people tune in to watch you, and they can't have that because you're telling the truth about what they're doing.
Well, that's just on X, but they also false report us thousands of times a day. So when, yeah. And then Elon said it where his account doesn't have that problem. Everybody else does. When it goes back through its cycle, we've had 50 million viewers of a show a day just on X. And then they go put the clamps on it.
Of course.
But people have to hand share it.
Yeah. Of course. Well, you're speaking truth. We can't have that in America in 2024.
And now the EU has officially announced, just like Brazil, that they are going to not just fine X because he, quote, allows free speech. That was yesterday. X, 6% of its gross revenue. They're going to fine all Musk companies. Did you hear that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
So my point is, and that's why I had Musk people call me. They're just setting the precedent with me.
Sure. Oh, of course. Yeah, well, I mean, thank God that Elon Musk bought X.
Thank God. What do you think of people that sit on the fence about Trump, like the 32 million Christians, and say they're not going to vote because he's not Jesus?
I honestly, Alex, I'm disgusted with anyone, especially people who have children in this country who are refusing to vote for Donald Trump, who are sitting on the sidelines. I mean, I have a lot of friends who were DeSantis supporters, and I understand he's governed the state of Florida incredibly. He's done an amazing job over in the state of Florida. But the primaries are over, and we have our guy. And when you are dealing with the deep state and all of these globalists who are literally
trying to kill him.
Yeah, trying to kill him, trying to kill Americans, trying to kill anyone who gets in their way. I don't want to hear your sob story about how Donald Trump has not come out as strongly pro-life as you want him to be. Now is not the time to quabble about things like that. This is real serious issues that we're dealing with right now in America. There's just absolutely no reason for someone who professes to be a Christian to sit this one out. It's too damn important.
Yeah, if you don't vote for Trump, I'll say it, you're voting for Satan. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious with Tampon Tim and the rest of it. This just came down from the Department of Health and Human Services. It mirrors a bunch of state laws they've passed, like Minnesota, with that Walls got done, where they're now going to take people's children and foster children. If the school's brainwashing them, they're another gender, and you say, no, you stop brainwashing, they take your child and kidnap it. Now the federal government's going to get fully behind that. I mean, the Christians are going to vote for that. Suffer the little ones. Trump will protect the children from that, and you're not going to vote for him. So you're now voting by not voting for them to take children and sterilize them.
Yes.
So that's your goody two-shoes fake Christians for you.
Right, exactly. That doesn't sound very pro-life to me. That doesn't sound very pro-family to me. But they've been telling us that they are going to do this for a very long time. Right. Like they have been telling for such a long time, they've been trying to use the language to change the culture by saying things like there are children. They're all of society's children. They're all of our children. And by using the public, you know, indoctrination education system in order to instill all of these values into these children, to confuse them, to isolate them from their families. I mean, this is the communist playbook right now that you're seeing them. And this is just kind of the end result of that.
Now, I've got some other issues I want to raise in a limited time, but you got to get in for a full hour soon and also do the other shows you've done before. What do you think is going to happen with this election? Because the Democrats are talking about not certifying Trump. They're claiming he's going to use the military against citizens. Kamala is. Meanwhile, they've signed an executive order now put into a DOD directive 5240.1. 01 to not just, quote, kill American citizens during civil unrest, but to take over. This is a martial law document. I've been covering it for 3 weeks. It finally trended top of X 2 days ago. Trump needs to talk about this because they're accusing him of this. Meanwhile, they're actually setting it up.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what they always do. They are the party of projection. They project what they are going to do or are in the middle of doing onto their political opponent. Look, I don't know what it's going to take for the average American to understand that the government hates you. They literally hate you and they want you dead. That's just all that there is to it. So I don't know what it's going to take for Americans to wake up, for Americans to get active in this election. I'm hopeful that this is going to be the election that they finally say we've had enough, especially with what's happened in North Carolina, with all of the devastation from the hurricane, or hurricanes, I should say. And when you look around, who do you see? You see average everyday citizens helping citizens. You don't see FEMA anywhere. FEMA is not only not helping and not on the ground, but they are oftentimes like prohibiting other people from bringing in supplies, from bringing in help. And so you're dealing with a group of bureaucrats who absolutely despise you, who cannot stand you, who in what you're talking about, Alex, in some instances want to kill you if you disagree with them. I don't know what it's going to take for people to get active and wake up and stop sitting on the sidelines, especially these Christians that you're talking about.
And they're trying to sell us on complacency and trying to demoralize us. I remember 15 years ago, Bloomberg had a headline. They probably pull it up. They search web or even click images, is I can find really old stuff. They'll have a screenshot of it. But it was basically WEF meets with UN and proposes replacing leaders with technocrats. And then when it went deeper, it said, yeah, we own the we own most of the politicians. And we got them doing our agenda. And as our agenda that's unpopular discredits the governments, people will then turn to the corporations and a global social credit score, which they've now got in place and are now rolling out, to fix things. And that's why they give you Dementia Joe. That's why they give you, you know, Kamala Harris, as if they couldn't find competent, even if they were evil, well-spoken people like Newsom, and as if they don't have lots of competent, smart, you know, women like you and MTG we had on today. But, of course, you wouldn't sell out. My point is, right. They give us a horrible idiot that only got 2% in polls in the primaries and zero votes to demoralize us and just train us to accept a lower and lower bar. I mean, and they admit this is a real methodology. How do you think we counter that?
I mean, look, I think that first step of that is obviously getting Donald Trump elected, because if there's one thing that I think he has realized that perhaps he didn't realize as much as he could have his first term was that, you know, he ran on, I'm going to clear out the deep state, I'm going to drain the swamp. I don't think he understood how deep the rot went in Washington, D.C. I think after two assassination attempts and after everything that's happened and seeing all of this, the money laundering scheme that's going on in Ukraine and seeing what these bureaucrats, what these deep state globalists have done, I do think that he now understands what time it is. I think that he now understands how bad the rot is. And I don't think that it will happen in just 4 years. But I do think step one is obviously getting Donald Trump elected, getting him in there to really clear house and get rid of all of these people that you're talking about. It's not going to take 4 years, though. It's going to take much longer.
Yeah. No, you're right. But he's talked about all the people he's going to bring in. He's openly said, and I knew this, you know, when he first got in, because the FBI went after anybody that was good that could tell him who was bad. But he just believed the mainline Republican Party about who to replace in the government.
Exactly.
Now he knows he has to get people that are not just Republicans, but that are patriots. And that's why they're so scared. He's not going to put most of them in prison, though it's his duty to put some of them in prison once we take the Justice Department back so they can't keep committing crimes and to scare off other criminals. But he's really just got to fire a bunch of these globalists. I mean, a simple search off each of their names will tell you who they are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's also really important, too, to see who he has aligned with. Because when you're talking about Tulsi Gabbard, when you're talking about RFK Jr., you're talking about people who will help him expose this stuff. These are people who have
rebels who've left their own cult.
Yes, exactly right. And they have lived through this. I mean, you're talking about RFK Jr. trying to get him to release all of the damning documents with JFK's assassination. I mean, you're talking about really, really damning stuff against the United States government that I think he has the right people around him now. He has formed this coalition, and I think that he really can work to unravel a lot of it.
I agree, and they're telling us, Elon Musk, oh, this is a revolution against the globalists.
Yes.
And I'm not going to get into private conversations with Trump or people I know that talk to Trump, what he's been saying, but he says it on the podium, but he also, we're going to crush these globalists. We've almost got them. I can't believe how bad it is. I didn't know it was this bad. He thought he'd come in and bring prosperity, make all the companies even more money, because he said you're running things where you make less money and you enslave people because they want control. He thought they just wanted prosperity and were dumb. No, now he knows they really want to make everybody else poor. And Trump's like, we're not doing that.
Right, right. Yeah, his eyes have been opened. He sees what time it is. And honestly, I think that there was even a shift after the first assassination attempt when he got shot. You could feel it in his tone, in his demeanor. I think that there was a shift where he really understood, oh, no, they really want to kill me. I was talking about locking Hillary Clinton up. I didn't actually do it. Maybe that was my bad.
And by the way, you're totally right. I can tell you the Trump family and Trump know the Secret Service stood down, know the orders were made by the deputy head, now the head, Ronald Rowe. I mean, they know. You're right. Trump now knows. I mean, yeah. He was sure before, but now he really knows.
Yeah. Which, imagine being in that position. Imagine being in that position and knowing that these people are assigned to protect you in a life or death situation. And so you can't, there's only so much you can say, right? You can't come out and say, you guys all suck and you're out to kill me. Because these are
the people. Well, yeah, the few agents they give him, they're not part of it.
Sure.
They're in the line of fire too.
Sure.
It's Ronald Rowe.
Sure, of course. It stinks from the top. So, I just think that there's been a shift in his demeanor. I fully, fully believe that he understands what needs to be done and that he, of course, is the guy to do it.
I got a lot of questions in the 12 minutes we have left, but what else is on your radar? What else has got you really fired up?
Just the idea that we have Venezuelan gangs taking over apartment complexes. I know, the mainstream media is going to tell you.
Yeah, I was on your show a month ago. They were saying it wasn't real. The governor said it was a fantasy. Now they've taken over four of them in San Antonio.
Right, exactly. But don't worry.